All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you were safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let's thank the Lord for another day. Let's thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let's thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let's thank the Lord for protecting us, coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is always looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for the world since he rose up 3 days later. There's so many things the Most High God has done for us through our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us, because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always worship him, thank him, praise him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice, dedicate everything to him, stay obedient, and trust him in everything you got going on in your life, always evermore. Most definitely. Welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, support each other. All those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his name's sake, for the gospel's sake, for the kingdom's sake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. Just know that brothers and sisters of the faith support you, and we know that the Messiah is always with us forever to the end of age. Amen. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the engrafted branches of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, countries, all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ, the born-again believers, the Holy Spirit-filled believers, the godly, renewed, transformed believers of all walks of life, all countries, all regions, all ends of the earth, everywhere. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you. You also, anybody who's reading the Bible, God bless you too. And anyone who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences, most of the Most High God, God bless you also. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all countries, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Cry out to him, dance, express yourself, play an instrument. Do what you need to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship him in spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's keep our lamp in oil. Let's stay on our purpose and call it for the Most High God. Let's know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, such commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High God has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, and circumstances, handle it, people. Most definitely stay on fire for the Lord. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Be a doer of the word and work out your own salvation, trembling fear. Fear God and keep the commandments. Know the Most High God personally and obey the gospel of the Messiah. Yes, keep the faith, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of the Messiah, keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, charges, observances, statutes, promises, covenants, blessings, morals, testimonies, everything. Get a Bible, get a 5-subject notebook, get a pack of 24 pens, and write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way through Deuteronomy, about a jot, about a tittle, about a line, about a precept. Keep the law in your mind, keep the law in your heart. Keep the law in your mind and inward parts, and keep the law in your heart. Embrace the new covenant and press forward and journey forevermore. Most definitely, repent and get baptized. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the Messiah. Repent and believe in the one who sent the Messiah. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Keep the law and testament of God in your life always forever, people. Follow the Messiah, give your life to him. Your sins are forgiven. You are forgiven. Sin no more. And today's message, what I love to do is go through today's devotional in the email. And then from there, I will close out with the prayer. I will close out the priestly blessing. And I will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for the world, sins, rose up 3 days later. Amen. So here we go. All right, your daily prayer is based on Luke chapter 5, verse 10. It starts off with a quote, "Jesus sees our potential even when we only see our failures," quote. Fruit of the Spirit, action, self-control. Say no to one thing that distracts you from your priorities. Today's day of devotion is about Jesus calling Peter to be a fisher of men. After a miraculous catch of fish, Peter is amazed by Jesus' power. This story illustrates the beginnings of Peter's faith journey and Jesus' call to follow him, embodying obedience and trust in God's provision. Story, Bible in a year, fisher of men. Scripture. When Simon Peter saw, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Luke chapter 5, verse 8. Have you ever felt like giving up when your efforts seem futile? Peter and Andrew certainly did after a night of unsuccessful fishing. Imagine their surprise when Jesus used their boat to teach and then instructed them to try again, leading to a miraculous catch. How often do we question like Peter before we obey God's call? Peter's initial reluctance turned into awe as he witnessed the power of Jesus. This miracle was more than a lesson in fishing. It was an invitation to a new life. Jesus wasn't just interested in fishing. He was calling Peter to something greater, to be a fisher of men. What does this call mean for you? Have you considered that God might be calling you to a higher purpose? Later, when Jesus healed the leper, he showed that his compassion knows no bounds. By touching the untouchable, Jesus demonstrated that no one is beyond God's reach. How do we respond to those who are marginalized or in need? Are we willing to break conventions to show Christ's love? These stories challenge us to trust Jesus in every circumstance, even when it defies logic. Peter's journey from a simple fisherman to a follower of Christ began with a step of faith and obedience. Are you ready to take that step? Reflect on your own life and consider where Jesus might be calling you to trust him more deeply. Reflection. Reflect on your life and consider where God is calling you to step out on faith. Are there areas where you've been reluctant to trust him fully? Take time to pray and ask for the courage to obey even when it seems difficult. Like Peter, recognize that following Jesus means living behind your doubts and embracing a new purpose. We touched and agree on that, most definitely. Prayer with the scripture. Scripture. "And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Be a fisher of men. Luke chapter 5, verse 10. Prayer. "Dear Jesus, in the same way that you provided for Peter in his boat and provided a large catch of fish, I also thank you that instead of fish, you allow me to draw all men and women to you and to your purpose for their lives. Increase my influence, enlarge my reach, and give me the ability to be a magnet for all who I come in contact with. As you increase the influence I have with others, I also thank you that you will give me the ability to supernaturally heal the areas in their life that is robbing them from experiencing community, purpose, and fulfillment. Like the leper in today's reading, I pray that they will spread the word of how good you are and that you are always willing to heal and uplift those in need. Today, I acknowledge that I am a fisher of men." In Jesus' name, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Much love to the light to the world out there, and much love to the salt of the earth out there, all of us believers out there and workers of the harvest, most definitely. Prayers for all four corners of earth. Prayers are for your community, people, most definitely. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his counsels upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. Prayers for all demographics out there. Prayers are for the least of men out there. Prayers up for all the poor people, the widows, the widowers, the orphans, the fatherless, the tribe of Levi, the refugees, the strangers, the aliens, the converts, the engrafted, the branches, sisters, the joiners. Prayers up for all the 12 tribes of Israel. Prayers up for the Levites. Prayers up for the foreigners. Prayers up for the eunuchs. Prayers up for the blind, the deaf, the lame, the mute, the sick, the shut in, the homeless, the poor. Prayers are for the house of Israel. Prayers are for the house of Aaron. Prayers are for the house of David. Prayers up for all the babies, the children, the young boys, the young girls, the teenagers, the young men, the young women, the adults, the senior citizens, the elderly, the advanced in age, the old, the elders. Prayers are for all the single people, married people, divorced people, widowed people, separated people. Prayers are for single parents, co-parenting, households, relationships, marriages, communities, established neighborhoods all throughout the world. Prayers are for all those in the hospital, prison, court, jail, trial, or any circumstances out there. Most definitely. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Praise and blessed be the possessor of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Praise and blessed be the God of Shem. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God. He is the God of your fathers. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Yes, he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. This is a memorial unto all generations. Most definitely. Yes, he's the God of Israel. Praise the Most High God. Yes, he's the God of Israel, the God of Jeshurun, the Lord of the Hebrews, the God of the Hebrews, the Lord of the armies, the God of the armies of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Praise God. Yes. Praise the Lord, the name above all names. Hallelujah. Praise him, the last Adam, the second Adam. Hallelujah. Praise him, the advocate, the almighty true living God. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise him, the God of the living. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Praise him. Yes. Praise the Most High God, the God of Noah. Yes, the God of Shem, the God of Noah, the God of Daniel, the God of Job, the God of Solomon, the God of Jonah, the God of Moses, the God of Samuel, the God of David. Praise the Most High God. His only begotten Son died for the world, sins rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Most definitely. Yes, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession. The arm of the Lord. The atoning sacrifice for our sins. The author and finisher of our faith. The author and perfecter of our faith. The author of life. The author of salvation. The beginning and the end. The beginning of creation of God. The beloved Son. The blessed and only potentate. The blessed and only ruler. The blessed and only servant. The branch. The bread of God. The bread of life. The bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the day spring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God's with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of his people, the hope of Israel, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Yah, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, Nisai, Jehovah, Rapha, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He's the king of kings. Hallelujah. He's the king of kings, the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Hosanna of the highest, Hosanna in the highest, peace from heaven to the King, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the everlasting King, the King of heaven, the King of Zion, the King with multiple crowns, very beautiful King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the last Adam, the second Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the lie of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrector, the life giver, the abundant life. He came to give you life and give it more abundantly, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the son of Joseph, the son of Mary, the consecrated son, the holy thing, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the temple, the one sacrifice, the rabbi, the rabbani, the teacher, the suffering symbol, the manna from heaven, the bread of life, the bread of heaven. Yes, the just one, the way, me, the stone, the builders reject, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He's the truth, amen. He's the way, hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word made flesh, the living word, the word of Jehovah, the word of Yah, hallelujah. Praise him, most definitely. We know that his word is purifying, silverfying, and furnace of clay, seven times David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews. And to such degree, the Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He is a sinless high priest, the everlasting king. He's the way everlasting. Most definitely, prayers are for everybody all over the world. A lot of crazy stuff in the news cycle, a lot going on in the world. Man, man, prayers are for all y'all, man. Most definitely, stay strong out there, people. Stay strong, press forward, people. Stay fixed on the Messiah, our Savior, the author, perfecter of our faith. Amen. Stay faithful to the commandments. Keep the commandments, people. And just keep on trusting God forevermore, y'all. I'm Jireh Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.